This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
We humans have been eating asparagus for thousands of years. Indeed, asparagus is shown on a 5,000-year-old Egyptian stone carving. The ancient Romans and Greeks prized asparagus, and it was easy to find. Some 300 different species grow naturally between Siberia and southern Africa. Now, when some of us eat asparagus, shortly afterwards, our urine smells very stinky, something like rotten or boiled cabbage or even ammonia. But not all of us can generate or make this odour. Now, here's something surprising. Not everybody can detect or smell this odour. And today, smelly chemicals, like the ones in urine after eating asparagus, make it safer for us to heat and cook with natural gas. Now, because we humans are very human, everyone who can generate and detect this odour assumes that everyone else can. After all, they get proof about half an hour after eating some asparagus when they go to the toilet. And this proof happens every single time. And on the other side of the coin, those people who cannot detect or perceive this odour have no idea that asparagus can make your urine smelly until somebody tells them. Even then, they find it hard to believe. Now, to see the link between asparagus and natural gas, let's start with the skunk. The odour of the skunk is related to the asparagus odour of urine. They, skunk spray and asparagus urine, seem to be both caused by sulfur-containing chemicals called thiols. Many thiols have a repulsive odour, and the human nose can detect the thiols in skunk spray at levels as low as 10 parts per billion. Now, that's equivalent to 10 seconds in 32 years. But some thiols smell fine. For example, grapefruit thiol is quite pleasant at low concentrations, giving you a classic grapefruit smell. But at high concentrations, it is unpleasant. Thiols are deliberately added to natural gas, which has no odour, to warn you of its presence. This routine was started after a terrible natural gas explosion in 1937 in the town of New London in Texas. Now, the local school was not heated by the more conventional method of a large central boiler that sent hot steam to heaters in each room. No. Instead, it was heated by 72 gas heaters scattered throughout the school. You see, that part of Texas was rich in oil, and at that time, the school could get the natural gas for free. Unfortunately, there was a leak, and the natural gas accumulated in a closed crawl space that ran under the building's entire 77-metre length. Now, because natural gas is both odourless and colourless, there was no warning that it was present. Shortly after 3 p.m., on the 18th of March 1937, an instructor switched on an electric sander. It gave off a spark that ignited the mixture of natural gas and air. This explosion was heard many kilometres away. The roof was lifted entirely off, and then it crashed down again, collapsing the main wing of the school. A block of concrete, weighing over a ton, was tossed like a pebble across the parking lot, and it crushed a 1936 Chevrolet. Over 300 teachers and students died. It still remains the worst school disaster in American history. Within a few weeks, the Texas legislature had mandated that smelly thiols should be added to natural gas, making it easily detectable. This practice quickly spread across the USA and then the whole world. Methane thiol, which is thought to be one of the smelly asparagus chemicals in urine, is often added to natural gas. It can be amazingly smelly. In 2004, in Italy, an empty, that's right, empty as in exhausted or already used, methane thiol canister was being returned for refilling. This happens safely around the world tens or hundreds of thousands of times each year. Very unusually, this particular empty canister sprung a leak when it was just north of Milan. Unfortunately, the winds carried the remnant methane thiol stench across the eastern half of Milan. Thousands of people, some as far as 12 kilometres away from the empty, let me emphasise empty, canister, phoned the emergency services number, convinced that there was an actual gas leak in the street outside their front door. So next time, listen in to find how susceptible you are to the curse of the stinky weed.
What does it mean? Why is it so?